4-4's block now. I'ma do me, let the critics go and talk now. Writing even up on what my left hand doing. I don't gonna be worried what the next man doing. Say that.
Like I'm in the coupe and I'm too gone. Headed to the skies where I'm gon' go, yeah. Ain't throwing shade with a scooter. I'ma do me, and we on the same team, yeah. Watch how I'm doing me. I can't do you, cause I'm doing me.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
This is Saritha.
This is Simone.
And oh my goodness.
It is episode 10.
Round of applause. Round of applause. Congratulations.
I cannot even.
Guys, it's crazy because of the journey that we started almost a year ago to start fleshing out this idea, and we didn't even know if we could do it or not. We didn't know how much work it was going to be, and it's just been a crazy journey of faith. And so to be on episode 10 is like, I got to pinch myself. I can't believe we're doing this.
Seriously, we've hit double digits.
Oh my goodness.
Somehow. I feel like we just did episode 1 though.
For real. Our baby is 10.
Her baby is 10.
Oh snap. Almost off that child support. That's what Kanye said. Oh my gosh. How you doing, Saritha?
Oh girl, I've been having a great week. I feel like I'm always complaining, so I'm really I'm really happy to be having a good week.
It's good stuff.
Oh my goodness. So how are you?
I'm pretty good. On Sunday, to follow our own advice from last podcast, I resumed my Sabbath because I had fallen all the way off. And let me tell you something. Resting this past Sunday was the best thing. My body needed it so badly. I ordered food. I chilled out. I watched The Color Purple for the first time. A lot happened. It was great.
Yes, it's emotionally cathartic, I believe.
Yes, guys, I did the ugly cries too. Like, I wasn't even crying cute. I was crying so loud that I was like, my roommate's gonna come in here and be like, girl, who died? The Color Purple is on Netflix, and so I was like, well, since I have the whole day as my Sabbath, I can definitely devote 2 hours and 33 whole minutes to this film. And even though I had to pause in bits and pieces because I just couldn't handle it, it was just, I made it. I'm just happy for that. I made it. I cried all of the ugly tears. Like, I was wailing at one point, like, ah! Like, it was so unattractive. I took a couple selfies of my face crying, but I'm not bold enough to post them. But the movie was really good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. You've now had another part of the African-American experience.
Yes, I actually felt a little bit more African-American for having seen it.
Welcome. Step by step. We did, we had a whole group come over and watch Coming to America at one point. So now we're just getting in them levels. I don't think you're ever be ready for Roots.
Never.
But
never.
Because that's like where the black card originated was Roots. Like, you have to go that deep.
I don't need to be that black. I'll settle for like light skin black.
I cannot with you.
So guys, we had an opportunity to do something really amazing this past weekend. We went to visit our church home. Away from our church home. Elevation Church.
Elevation.
It was fantastic. The word was like crazy. We didn't get to catch Pastor Furtick this time, but the word that was brought was so intense that I can't even tell you about it. You just have to download their app or go online and watch it because I would not do it justice.
Seriously, it was such an amazing experience to be able to go. We got to have a little mini tour of their main campus at Blakeney, and that was insane because it's pretty similar to our church, actually, which was kind of cool. So we were like, oh, I kind of recognize how that would go. But then also so different in that the way they have their seating, the way they do, like, their registration for kids. I just really enjoyed it, seeing another church just do what they do.
Yes, and the worship was incredible and so spirit-filled. Even for songs I didn't know, I was just, oh my gosh, it was so good. And we just want to give a special thank you to Jordan and also to the Stephen Webb for being so sweet and so accommodating to us just because we drove from Atlanta to visit Elevation. And so we just appreciate that outpouring of love and just that hospitality.
Yeah, that was such an exciting and fun day, and it was just cool to hang out with you guys.
Oh, it was nice. We did not work. We had a top down.
Just listening to music. I don't think any of it was clean.
We listened to some Molly. We listened to some Kristen. Listen, don't let Saritha mess y'all up. Don't let Saritha try to make me seem like we would just backslide now.
Here, I am backslide, but I listened to some curse words.
Oh my gosh, guys. Guys. I want to delete that.
Also, something was very cool. I feel like this weekend was action-packed because that was Sunday and then Saturday and then Friday and Thursday.
Yeah.
We had the opportunity to speak with some young ladies, some teenagers, about some of the things that we've gone through in our lives, give them some wise counsel from ladies just a tiny bit older.
Tiny bit. I'm practically 15 right now.
I mean, legitimately, high school was just a breath away.
Yes.
Like, we were just there. But telling them about what high school was like for us, our thought processes on making decisions, on boys, on sports, on life, and just being able to pour out. And so it was very cool to do that on Thursday and Friday.
Yes, and we made an awesome new friend.
Yay!
Shout out to Rachel.
Hey, girl, we know you're listening.
Yes. We had an opportunity to kick it with Rachel on Friday and just pour into her one-on-one, get to know her. It was really cool to meet someone that I didn't know who listened to the podcast, because I legit assume that only people who love me deeply listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
So for somebody who doesn't know me to actually receive it and listen to it and get it, that means a lot to us here. So thank you, Rachel.
Thank you so much. You know we love you. And
we love you, baby sis.
We can't wait to hang out again. Recently, there was a great tragedy in Orlando. There was a shooting at a club and 49 people died and many more were hospitalized and injured. Our thoughts and prayers are with every single person, every family member, with the whole community of Orlando. It is never right for anything like that to happen, and we know that God is ultimately the judge and he's in control, but right now I know all that you can take right now is love and thoughts and prayers, and know that we are with you.
I feel thorns where my crown was. I'll be weak, but I'm alive from the dust until dawn. Yeah, I'll survive, cause I got sweet victory. Nobody can take it from me. Sweet victory, cause I got sweet victory. Yeah.
Guys, we've got some brand new releases, new music that just came out that is Clean Ears approved just for you. Saritha, tell the people about it.
Well, we have new music from The Truth. It's called It's Complicated. I had a chance to listen to it and it is so good. It mixes theology and hip hop in such a way that I have not heard before. It's a great tool to use for people who have questions that are hard to answer. One of the main contributors to the album is Ravi, last name I can't pronounce because it is very hard, lots of vowels and so on. But he is a theologian, very well known, and he brings such a great word in the middle of a hip-hop album, which damn, I enjoy, man. You get that sermon and the beats?
Hey.
All right, man. Another one is from Brandon P. His self-titled album is out now. He used to be called the Black Knight. Well, he's still known producing-wise as the Black Knight, but he goes by Brandon P now. And he has the best features I have heard on an album in forever. He's got Believe. He has The Truth on there. He has Lecrae on there. He has all of your favorites. And he also comes strong on his own. I think you guys will really enjoy it. It's a good, fun album, especially for the summer. Go and check these out.
Good stuff. I'm a little bit behind, but I will definitely be checking it out.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we've got coming up is Molly Music is coming back to town, y'all. And if you're not excited, let us tell you why you should be. A couple episodes back, I forget which one, so again, just listen to them all and find it. We were talking about Molly's single, Digital, and how it gave me all of the feelings. And I told you in 30 seconds why I loved it so much. And so you know, he will be doing for sure, hopefully, maybe, because I heard that sometimes he does what he wants.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to be able to hopefully catch him singing digital live, in addition to a lot of his other cuts that we love so much, or maybe stuff that we've never heard of. But either way, I've heard that it is a treat.
Yes, so he will be in Atlanta June 30th. And right now he is already on tour. He's already hit DC and NYC. So you definitely want to go check him out. Go to his website, go to Bands in Town, go to Ticketmaster, however you know how to get to it, get on it. Because if he already passes your city, I do not know when he'll be back in town. So go get your tickets now. This episode of Clean Ears features music by Lecrae and E40, Swoop, Molly Music, Trip Lee, Kristen Gray, Andy Minio, The Truth featuring Natalie Sims, and Corey Paul. Please visit www.cleanearshow.com for the full version of these songs and a few more that we're listening to. We hope you enjoy what's in our headphones.
Holy God, we ask that your Holy Spirit be our counselor and leader in our everyday lives. I also ask that we would surrender our lives and our plans to you, Lord, and that that would magnify your glory, not only in our lives, but in this world. Lord God, our purpose in this world is only for your kingdom, and that we would not only adhere to your Spirit, but that we would also act upon his calling, reject fear, and receive victory through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Excited about today's conversation topic, and I know I say that every time, but I promise you I'm legit excited about everything we talk about.
Exactly, that's why we pick these topics.
I don't know.
But this one is exciting because it's talking about gifts, and not like under the Christmas tree gifts.
Mm-mm.
But your spiritual gifts.
Even better, no gift receipt needed.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be your side.
Mm-hmm.
Mm,
yes.
I'm sorry, y'all. I got caught up. So we really wanted to talk about this because we all have spiritual gifts that were placed within us by our Father since birth. And we just wanted to talk about what that means and what our responsibility is where those gifts are concerned.
So you know us. You know we're going to start with how spiritual gifts can be misinterpreted when it comes to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a lot of people, they might ignore spiritual gifts altogether just to focus on what makes money.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times, especially creative gifts, they have just recently become something attractive to people to make money. Beforehand, if you were a writer or an artist or someone who was even interested in music, if you weren't making money, it just wasn't worth the time to a lot of people.
Absolutely. And it's crazy because as kids, we're asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? And any answer that you give, as long as you are confident in it with your young self, your parents are like, yes, and people celebrate it, and that's fantastic, and you go, baby, you can be whatever you want to be. But then somewhere around like college-ish time, it's like, that was real cute. We need these aspirations to be something that can bring in money that's not going to pay the bills. I even remember when I was writing music, my family was like, that's cute. Go to school.
That's true. And I remember, I know from myself and my journey, I had always loved reading and writing and things like that. But everybody seemed to know that that could not be my life. And so I actually went to school pre-med as a biology major.
It's okay.
Yes, because that made more sense in the way of making money rather than trying to be a writer or what I eventually turned out to be, which is an English major. So for some people, their passion is things that make money, like a doctor or a lawyer. And that's fine. That's great for you. Congratulations.
Everybody's proud.
Everybody is proud of you. But as an adult, we're told that we're supposed to be squashing down some of these passions in order to make money for quote-unquote real life.
Exactly. It's so funny because I swear, I feel like I've known Saritha for like ever-ish. But sometimes when I hear her share certain things, I realize how our stories are so similar. Mm-hmm. In some ways. When I was right out of high school, I was in a singing group. I wanted to focus on writing music and doing things with the group. And my dad was like, let me sing it in these classes. And so he was like, that's cool, you can do that, but you also need to be in school. And so from an early age, especially during the years when I was supposed to be really kind of starting to make my career path for myself, when I was like 18, 19, I was already in a mind state of there's what I want to do in one hand, and in the other hand, it's what I need to do. And it took a long time for me to realize that those things could actually go together and I could actually pursue my passions for a living. But I actually had to unlearn the lie that I couldn't do the things that I was passionate for a living.
I so completely agree. I actually had to wrestle within myself because I had forgotten my first love so much that I totally forgot that I was creative. People would tell me I was creative and I was like, no, I'm not. Those are a special type of people. I am not that type of person because all I can do in my brain was be administrative. Because that is one of my gifts, but because it's one of the more easily recognized gifts, it is definitely focused on more than my gift of writing, my gifts that come with being like graphically inclined.
Slaying them graphics.
So it's so much harder for me to, and even now sometimes I have to remind myself, I am equipped for this position that I am in, and I don't have to fall back and just be the admin person. I can step into the spotlight as a creative person as well.
Yes, girl. Clap, clap. I've been there for the pep talks and things like that for it. So just to hear that, I'm proud. I just had a proud sister in Christ moment. I'm sorry.
It's been a long road.
I'm sorry.
It's been a long road.
Another misconception that the world has about spiritual gifts is that you have to be number one. You've got to be the absolute best at what you do because number two is irrelevant. So you got to kick, scream, fight, kill, steal, destroy, sound familiar, to get to the top and to be number one and best at what you're doing. And it not only does it breed an unnecessary competitiveness, it doesn't exactly inspire us to be great at what we do and walk in the fullness of our gifts. It just causes us to look at, oh, if I'm number one right now, I am the best. And it may just be that you're number one right now.
Yes, this actually reminds me of Talladega Nights.
Shake it, baby. Rig it, baby.
Because there's just so much knowledge in that movie, guys. Just look again. Look again. You'll laugh, but you'll get something. When he goes, if you're not first, you're last, is what his dad tells him. And so he aspires to be first. He forgets actually his love of racing just so that he can continue to be first. And so eventually he loses first place. He loses all of his passion. And then he has to reignite his actual love of going fast and racing. And just from that love, he goes back to being first place. And even the shenanigans and whatnot, yes, they happen. But there is an actual lesson in there of letting the passion be enough. Letting the drive that you have and letting the goal of honoring God and not being first place or getting the accolades or all the follows or whatever be the real reason of why you're doing something.
Absolutely. And I think that one thing that makes that easy is to really truly define what success is for you. For me, success in Clean Ears is making Clean Ears happen. It's hard work. We have full-time jobs and full-time responsibilities and full-time lives, and the desire to sleep is real. Mm-hmm. I promise you, if you don't believe me, then talk to me on the day after your 30th birthday. Because the level of naps I need in this season, they're so real. And honestly, any day that it is a Tuesday and there's a new episode available, success. Mm-hmm. Because that took a lot of faith and a lot of hard work. And it's not about the number of people that we impact. It's not about, oh, we got this award or this opportunity. But God said to create a podcast, and we're walking in that. And so I think that defining what success is for you really puts things into perspective to where you're not necessarily focused on being number one to the point where you will just do any old thing for it although culture seems to kind of encourage that.
Right. Either you're scrapping to be number one or you're always comparing yourself. Mm. Again, we'll go to social media because it's just the easiest place to see the comparison. It's that, yo, this person has a couple million followers. We have a couple hundred followers. What are we going to do with that? Or, you know, this creative is doing this. They're being part of this conference. Why can't we do this? Why can't we be a part of that? And it's so easy to see other people who may not even be in your lane, but they're in like lane adjacent. And so you think that you're supposed to be on the same level as them, and you're not really celebrating the small moments. And that's why I love scripture, because he says exactly that, to celebrate the small moments. Don't, you know, be just upset at the small beginnings. And you have to just be aware of everything that you have gone through for this moment and just be excited, because God let you be here. He's allowing you to be in this position, and every step on that path is success because you weren't there beforehand.
Absolutely. And to piggyback on what you said about comparing with other people, especially on social media, is that it could really hinder the way that we use our gifts, because when God gives a gift to us, it's for us to use in a very specific way to bring glory to Him. And if we focus on what the next man is doing and we try to do that because it seems to work for them, then it could cause us to not use our gifts or see the full potential of our gifts because we're not using it in the way that it was intended.
Mm-hmm. So true. So let's get on what God says, because He's always better.
Wiser, correct. We be swearing we know stuff, and then I read the word and be like, ooh, that's not what I did.
Right. Ooh, you right, God. You right.
You got it. This is actually one of my favorite scriptures, because this has brought me so much peace. The word says, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. That's in Proverbs 18:16. So when the world says that I'm supposed to claw my way to the top because I gotta be number one or nothing, if I'm not first, I'm last, what God says is your gifts will make room for you. So I don't have to feel unqualified in the presence of anybody. And I don't necessarily feel like I have to gun for a specific spot, because my gifts will put me exactly where I need to be as long as I walk in them and for His glory. And that gives me a lot of peace, because you know what? I can do that. That's a heck of a lot easier than for me to be trying to shoot for a spot that is like way far away. And that's not to say water down your goals at all. I'm just, my goal is to be obedient to God and to give God the glory in what I do with my gifts. And I think that with operating with that goal in mind, God will position me accordingly, and God will position you accordingly if you operate with that goal in mind.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I love that God says is, not only is your gift going to make room for you, it's made especially for you. The combination of gifts that are inside of you are a special cocktail made just for you. They're purposely given supernaturally and for an intentional reason. You were blessed with this for such a time as this. Mm. And that's what's so awesome, in that God made you for this time with these gifts so that you could impact certain people. So when you're trying to be somebody else, you're not impacting the people that God put into your life. When you write into the glory of God, and it affects the people that He puts you around. When you sing, when you do accounting, when you do that administrative role, when you roll the carpet for somebody, when you're sweeping the floor, all of that, glory and honor to God. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And I think that in walking in the gifts that God has given me, it puts me in a position where I don't resent my success. God gifted me to do this, and I'm following His direction and His guidance with this. And so any opportunity that we get now, I celebrate it. I wasn't always like that. A lot of times I would feel like, oh, well, you know, and I would try to downplay things, or try not to celebrate something too much, feeling like I was just not being humble. But I feel like when God blesses me with opportunities now because of what I am doing, as He's instructed me, feel like I celebrate those wins a lot more too, because I know that God is working on something and putting me in position for something.
Just as we said that you are given these gifts and you're doing everything to the glory of God, when you're giving glory to God, you are serving others. And so when it's not about yourself, just like Simone said, when it's not about bragging, not about being better than anyone, but it really is about that passion and about doing it to the best of your ability, God gets all the glory and you're able to affect the community around you. 1 Peter 4:10 says, each of you has received a gift to use to serve others. Be good servants of God's various gifts of grace. Love it.
Oh, and also, your gifts are just that. They are gifts given from a loving father to his child. And that makes me so excited because I feel like when I go to give a gift to somebody, I get so excited about it. I buy my gifts at the last minute because because I cannot contain the excitement of having a gift for a long time because I want to give it to you now. I legit Christmas shop late because of it. Because I'd be like, I can't wait for you to get this. And so when I think about the joy that I have in giving gifts to the people that I love, then it makes me think, wow, my Father in heaven has that exact same joy when he gives gifts to me. So when he gives a gift to me, he's like, ooh, I gave her that voice. I gave her this talent. I can't wait to see what my baby girl is going to do for my kingdom with this gift. And that just brings me so much joy to just imagine that God has that idea in mind. And it also gives me a sense of responsibility to say that if God gave me this thing, just like I wouldn't want to come to your house and find out that you re-gifted my gift or even threw my gift in the trash. Or it's just in a corner, don't even work, you broke it, or anything like that. I feel like God wants to see me use the gift. And I think that it's easy to get caught up in a world that says, make money, do this, do that. You could be more famous if. Have you thought about this? Simone, why don't you just sing here? And it's like, no, God wanted me to use my gift like this. Mm-hmm. This is what it's for. These are the instructions that came with it. And if you follow these instructions and use your gift exactly as it was intended, then you will yield very specific results. Because there are no mysteries when God gives us our gifts. God didn't enable me to sing or enable me to speak or enable Saritha to write, enable Courtney to draw, or enable you to do what it is that you can do just for you to hopefully kind of be able to maybe do something with it if the stars align. When God puts a gift within you and God puts a talent within you, it's because it's to be used for a specific purpose and to yield a very specific result. Oh my gosh, ain't God good.
Simone better preach. Up in here, Simone better preach.
I told y'all I was excited.
Y'all, you better pass that offering bucket.
Yes,
put
please.
The money in the pan,
PayPal,
y'all. Let me tell you about this scripture real quick before we leave, because I can't even. We're about to shout across this room.
Put a praise on
but
it.
But God said in James 1:17, whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. Good
yes.
and perfect is what God gave us in our gifts. And when we use it the way that God gave it to us, man, you can't stop that.
We always win. And the thing is, my favorite part of that scripture is that he never changes or casts a shifting shadow. So the promises that are attached to your gift are always valid. So I could stop singing, and the promises of what God could do with my gift still stand. And when I pick a microphone back up, promises ignite. Because that's how God works. He doesn't change. He doesn't cast a shifting shadow. And when we operate within those gifts, we also access the promises that are attached to what we do with those gifts in obedience to him and for his glory. And I just hope that that encourages you guys to really examine what your spiritual gifts might be. think about those things that you just genuinely have a heart for, a passion for, a burden for. What's that thing that you feel like you just have to do? I've always been good at it, but I don't really know, am I to do something with it? I say, pray about it or try it out. We are not encouraging anybody to quit their jobs.
We ain't quit our jobs yet, so you can't either.
I'm just saying, we in the struggle together. I gotta go to work.
Everybody
gotta go to work. I'm waking y'all up anyway. First shift hours for everyone.
For everyone. 8 a.m. for the crew.
But yes, I say definitely do not quit your day job. And I say that just because we got to be good stewards too. But definitely consider and pray about what you feel it is that God may be gifting you with. And take a moment to pray, even fast. Get with God. Get with wise counsel and accountability. Wise counsel. Not somebody who's going to say, well, girl, are you sure? Because you're already in your 30s. Why are you talking about rap? You're a girl. How are you going to do this? Do you even have time? Don't talk to those people. You know who they are already. You already have that level of discernment. I know that y'all are smart.
Mm-hmm.
And so just really consider what those gifts might be. Get before God and say, you know what, Lord? What do you want me to do with this? How can I serve you with this? And then do the most important thing. You start.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. All right, I'm going to give you guys one last thing to think about before we pray. It's just a quote by Theodore Roosevelt. It says, comparison is the thief of joy. So once again, don't compare yourself to the journey or the accolades, the success or the failures of anybody else. You're supposed to be walking in your lane, so go ahead and do that. Your gifts and how you use them are what make you special.
Absolutely.
All right, let me pray this out. Lord, thank you so much for the gifts that you have given us. Thank you for trusting us so much that you give us the ability to affect the world. Lord, we pray right now that you start stirring into us and helping us remember those things that we used to be good at. Lord, those things that we may have done as a child, maybe even as a teenager, those passions that we may have pressed down in order to fit into this world. But now it's time to stand out and be different. Lord, I'm praying right now that you help us all to be able to do that in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Where the brakes at?
All right, guys. In true Clean Ears fashion, we are about to play a game because we don't know how to be serious for too long.
Mm-mm.
Plus, we love it.
I love the games.
So we're going to play a round of heads up. And what we're going to do is talk about some of our favorite people from the Bible and try to guess them based on what their spiritual gifting was. And when I say try to guess, it's because these games make me look like I'm not saved. Although I promise I am. I'm just apparently not that great under pressure. And I don't even know why there's pressure, because this is such a stress-free situation, guys. I'm at home. We're about to start this. I was just notified that I'm only going to have 30 seconds. And so I'm going to need y'all to start praying right
now. You can do it. Last time y'all
prayed,
she won. So, right, no.
I need y'all to pray in the future past. Future of the past.
This is some X-Men-ish. Stop it.
I need y'all to praise the future past right now. Get in. All right. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okie dokie. His special gift is servanthood. He when he was young, he heard God's voice.
Samuel!
Yes. Upside down.
Dang it.
All right. Paul's homie.
Oh.
In the New Testament.
Timothy.
No, his, like, his.
How many?
You know.
Barabbas.
Yes.
Yay.
Well, different, but yes.
No?
Yeah, go. We're just going to go with it. David's son.
Sir Solomon.
Yes.
With, are we done? That's so messed up. I was about to kill it.
That was fast.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how I feel right now to read this turn, though. So, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
All right, she, what? All right, she was married to Nabal? And her spiritual gift was discernment.
No,
girl, I don't know who that is. I don't even know how to help you right now. I can get you, like, there by word association. You might skip it, pass it.
Okay.
Okay, he was the book before Nehemiah. The book before Nehemiah, would be mine, because I don't know nothing about him.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Was that 3 seconds?
Guys, I promise you, I'm very excellent at taboo. You want me
Abigail.
On your team. But these people, I don't
know. Is this Samuel's mom?
His mom was Hannah.
Whose mom is this?
Abigail is someone's child.
Look, I didn't even get a chance. That was just rude. How you gonna pick Ezra? Look, saints, who knows who Ezra is? No, don't look in your Bible. Don't look. Just say it. Just say who Ezra is.
Courtney,
nobody. Can you find Ezra in the Bible?
Courtney stepped out the seminary and was like, I'm about to stand on y'all with this biblical knowledge. Listen, I don't even know how I feel about celebrating this win, but since I already told y'all that I got real good at celebrating earlier, I'm going to
do that. No, that's not fair. I don't believe that you should celebrate that win because literally you didn't know who these people were.
I tried very hard and I told you the book before Nehemiah.
No, whatever.
Thought I was living my dreams, but things ain't always what they seem. I was losing, living that life, an illusion. I was living that lie. I gave up the things I was craving, and you gave me the dream I was chasing. So good is the feeling now, yeah. Good is the feeling now,
cause you're on my fantasy.
Everybody got plans of their own, story of our lives, what stands in your own, till we out of time and heard the closed chat.
Saritha's traumatized, so I'll start.
I'm mad.
So now it's time for our favorite part of the show, What's in Your Headphones, where we tell you what we have been listening to and hopefully put you onto something new. Now, because I'm coming off of this recent victory, my song is so freaking appropriate, y'all. Now, as you know, I've been listening to, if you follow me on the gram, you will know that I've been listening to Corey Paul all week. And there was a song on there that I love called Mama, We Made It.
Gangsta pot and I probably pop 2 shots in the air for this. Lil' fans, cuz, go buy a new pack of air for this.
New pack.
Church folks probably get the shot. Can I get an amen for this?
Amen.
I'm just thanking God every day that we made. Mama, we made.
They said that we would
ever. Mama, we made. Mama, we made.
They said that we would ever.
Mama, we made. Mama, we made.
And that's how I felt after this win I just got. But I love this song because I first started listening to Corey Paul, I think maybe once before in the past, but I started listening to Today, Tomorrow, Forever, this past week. And I love that he sounds so hood. Because you know what? I grew up in Atlanta. And it made me feel, listening to this record made me feel like I was listening to that song, Pondadown, when it came out, where it was just hood for no reason. And I just love that sound. So it's just some unashamed hoodness. But he's talking about Jesus, so it makes it okay. Mm. Love it. Check out Corey Paul, y'all. Corey Paul, come to Atlanta.
For sure, for sure. Okay, so outside of being, you know, real upset right now, like NBA finals upset, like this thing is rigged upset.
Aww.
I do have a great song in my headphones right now. It's called Perfectly Human by The Truth featuring Natalie Sims.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if it's okay to be righteous and ratchet. You know what I mean? Think God is good with that? Or did he make it for something greater? Let's talk.
Had to make an album about something. Staying up the gram, making plans for the album while I'm wrapping up the summer. Cause I ain't even really had one. I was buried in the books with the hunger.
Now the reason I love this song is because literally in the first 10 seconds, Truth asks, is it okay to be righteous and ratchet? And I say, yes.
Amen.
Yes, it is. It's a great song about trying to find the line of who you are and what God wants you to be. And like I said about this album, it's really a great tool for you to give to people and being like, yo, you have some hard questions about Christianity? Here's some answers that I may not have known until I already listened to this. So Like I said, it's a great song, great album. You guys should definitely check it out.
Yes. Do it.
One, two, three, four.
Is it hello? Is it hello or goodbye? Which one am I to say? I don't want to be fooled into falling in love with you. Will you stay for a while?
Are you guys ready for the longest outro ever?
Here we go!
Woo! So, guys, it is time to get the heck on up out of here.
Yes, as we have probably annoyed you and given you all the feelings today.
Yeah, today's been heavy.
But let's start off, of course, thanking Courtney P. Outside of rigging the game, she's a wonderful person.
She brought cookies, finally. Like, the cookies were in the same place as Courtney and us. Guys, that is major. That is a huge accomplishment.
Yes.
Shout out to Courtney and shout out to Courtney's mom for these cookies. Courtney, your parents love you so much.
Yes. A huge shout out to Abiding, a.k.a. your dad, a.k.a. Daryl, for writing an amazing piece for us on our blog. Go ahead and check it out. He wrote it mainly about the album by Chance the Rapper.
Coloring book, get it in your life.
Which is great, but not clean ears.
But kind of clean ears.
Because he's searching, and that's not a bad thing.
Exactly.
So we definitely want to hear your thoughts on it. Go and check the blog. Also check out Tawny's post that would have posted last week, and it is about your gifts, which is amazing because we're talking about gifts today.
Yes, it's called Your Gifts, God's Glory. Look for the links on Twitter or visit our site, www.cleanearshow.com.
And we have a piece that is going to be coming out next week by Maya. It's about family pressures and how to stay close to the cross in the middle of all that. So we definitely want you to check that out as well.
Yes.
Keep your ear or your eye to that Clean Ear site because we always have something going on.
Absolutely.
We want to also thank Gustav. He is the one who did our prayer at the beginning of the conversation piece. One of the many people who contributed to the prayer corner.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the website, guys.
Check it out. You missing out. I'm sorry, guys.
Like we said, www.cleanearshow.com. We got playlists. We got prayer corner. We got a blog. We got a podcast.
We got pictures of us. I mean, come on.
I mean, I don't know why none of y'all talked about that since, because they're really good pictures.
Yes. So. Like, filters just on fleek.
Filters on fleek. Ew.
Cute in real life, though. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Sky, but I don't know when you'll be back down. I wake up looking for you, but I guess it depends on the day. Say hello, goodbye, just tell me you're here to stay.